True, because Jeff Stonebank from the NGS is here. You're going to have several minutes, isn't he, Jeff?
He is indeed. You've been very cruel to him this morning, aren't you?
What? I've not said what?
You keep going to him when he's got his mouth full.
Well, look, he tried that with me earlier on. people miss that. They play chicken with me, Jeff. It's a mistake. Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you, yes. Apart from the weather being miserable here on the south coast, it's lovely.
I know. But hopefully we must be near the end now.
Well, fingers crossed.
Now, we had last month, because quite a few gardens are open for Feb. It's I hope they did well, because it is, of course, not necessarily the time of year that most people think of visiting gardens. However, by the time we get to March, perhaps people are beginning to think a little bit more about it. So well done to those people who were open in Feb, and you've got a little choice for us for March as well.
I have indeed. I mean, the February gardens did quite well, because although it's been quite dry, so lots of the snowdrops that have been on show have been well visited, which is really good. Anyway, good morning to you both. Okay, another month rolls by, and we're now, obviously, as you say, looking at gardens opening for the scheme in March, which, of course, includes Mother's Day. Now, Ian did suggest that the forecast might be drier towards the end of the month, but maybe some frost. So let's hope he was right with the dry and not with the frost. So, if your mum loves flowers, a walk around beautiful scenery, and of course tea and cake, then take her to a National Garden Scheme garden on Sunday the 26th, and we've got three that I'm going to mention today. Clearly we take our baking as seriously as we take gardening, and raising money for good causes is the icing on the cake. So all the gardens I mentioned serve homemade tea and cakes, unless they say otherwise, and children are of course admitted free. So first up, we're going to start the quick tour looking at two gardens in northeast Hampshire. First up is Little Court in Crawley, near Winchester. This is a 3-acre walled and sheltered traditional country garden, and visitors will find naturalised bulbs, cowslips in the labyrinth, large beds of perennials in harmonious colours, set off by a good lawn. It's fun for all ages, with many places to sit and enjoy the views, and for children there's a treehouse and swings. This is the first of the three opening on Mother's Day, Sunday the 26th of March, and it'll open from 2 to 5 with admission £3.50. Second up in northeast Hampshire is Beechinwood Farm, Odiham. Here there's a 2-acre garden in many parts. Visitors will find a lawn meandering through woodland with drifts of spring bulbs, a walled herb garden with pool and exuberant planting, a shady walk to a belvedere, and an 8-acre copse of native species. It'll open every Wednesday from the 29th of March through until the 7th of June, from 2 to 5, and entry will be £4. Moving across the border then into Surrey, we've got three gardens for your listeners, starting with 53 Commonfield Road in Banstead, which will open on Thursday the 23rd of March from 11 to 3, with entry £3. It's a small, colourful garden designed and created by the present owner to incorporate her two passions of interesting plants and nature. Visitors will find a packed and interesting garden with a small wildlife pond next to a bog garden, a woodland and screened working area with plenty more to discover. Surrey's next offering is Timber Hill in Chertsey Road, Chobham. It's open on Sunday the 5th of March from 11 to 4. This is a beautifully kept 15-acre park-like garden and woodland with views to the North Downs. See an early witch hazel walk, sea of snowdrops, nature and wildlife trails for children too. You can book lunch or take potluck, and admission there is £5. Surrey's final offering, which is number 2 for Mother's Day, is Van in Hambledon, open daily from Sunday the 26th, Mother's Day, through until Friday the 31st of March, from 10 until 6, with entry £6. It's a 5-acre English Heritage Registered garden surrounding a Tudor and a William and Mary house. At the front, a brick-paved original cottage garden. To the rear, a quarter-acre pond, yew walk with Rill and Gertrude Jekyll water feature. Plenty of snowdrops and hellebores to see there too. Moving over now to Sussex, listeners will find King John's Lodge in Sheep Street Lane, Etchingham, a lovely 4-acre romantic garden for all seasons surrounding an historic listed house. There's a formal garden, water features, rustic bridge to a shaded ivy garden, large herbaceous borders, a secret garden, and a further 4 acres of meadows, fine trees and grazing sheep. They have a nursery shop and shop there, and this is the third of the gardens to open on Mother's Day, Sunday the 26th of March, from 11 to 5, with admission £5. In West Sussex, with two gardens, Aldsworth House, Emsworth Common, where you can see sheets of crocus and daffodils under a 200-year-old plane tree held in spring. This 6-acre garden contains walled and gravel gardens, numerous mixed borders and two mini arboretums. Particular specialities are hellebores, peonies, roses, epimediums, to name but a few. It's open on Sunday the 12th of March and Tuesday the 14th of March from 11 to 5 with admission £4. Finally then, Joe, we have Cissbury Ring in Nepcot Lane, Findon. It's set in its own parkland and grounds in the South Downs National Park, with views towards Cissbury Ring and the sea. Visitors will see spectacular drifts of daffodils and snowdrops, cedar trees and a holm oak hedge lining the drive. There's also an original L-shaped greenhouse featuring corkscrew winding gear that's still in partial order, working order. It'll open on Thursday the 16th, Saturday the 18th, and Thursday the 23rd of March from 10 till 4 with admission £4. So there we have it, Joe, a lovely selection of gardens to see next month with the three on Mother's Day. Watch out in March for a big announcement from the National Garden Scheme following our media launch for the 2017 Garden Visitors Handbook, formerly known as the Yellow Book.
Yeah.
More details at www.ngs.org.uk or by calling 01483 211 535. That's 01483 211 535 during office hours.
Very, very good. And your own website to see your garden, which is open 14 times this year.
It is, driftwoodbysea.co.uk.
Just a footnote for future reference, if buttress is on, please don't mention corkscrews, okay? It's just, it's too dangerous, Jeff.
I will bear that in mind.
Thanks very much. All the best to
have. Have a great day.
Bye, mate.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Bye.
Good man. He's the assistant county organiser for the NGS within our area, and once a month he will be handpicking. It's not all of them. It's just a selection of the gardens that are open as part of the NGS. There's bound to be some near you. Seek them out and get inspiration. And isn't it lovely to go nose round other people's gardens anyway? I love it.
Oh, absolutely. And also, too, you get some wonderful cakes and buns, all usually homemade. And a lot of them actually have a few plants to sell.
Mm.
And what's happening now with all the...